Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, I think red hot Marilyn Hickey is an understatement for you. What is it? I think they say it's white hot. My guest is white hot for the Messiah. Now, Marilyn, on yesterday's broadcast, we wanted to our Mishpucha to find out a bit about you. And one of the things that I noticed in your training, God has put strategic people in your path. For instance, you had the opportunity to see one of the greatest miracle ministries I've ever read about. I was told this man, Branham, when he prayed, he never missed it. When he prophesied, he never missed it. Was that true?
He would come on the platform, and he would wait, and you could tell, and he waited for the angel of the Lord. And, you know, I thought, because I didn't know that much about spirit-filled living, this man is nuts. So I would sit there in unbelief. My mother was real turned on. She drugged me to the meeting. And I can tell you, the whole audience knew when that angel came. He didn't worship angels, but some way he had an angelic visitation for the words of knowledge and the words of wisdom God gave him. So he would then speak, you know, there's a man here, you were in a car accident 10 years ago, you broke your back, and he would go into details and tell dates. And then he would have the person stand, and God would give them a new back. It's just very unusual.
Now, Marilyn, I've read what God's doing with you, and I have to believe that some of that mantle that rested on him rests on you. But is there anyone that you know of alive today that walks in that full anointing that Branham walked in? I'm curious.
Not that I know. And, you know, of course, I'm limited, but I don't know anyone.
Oh, okay. A.A. Allen. You had the opportunity to not only see his ministry, but you and your husband did intercessory prayer at his meetings. What did you see there?
When we prayed, we saw, I'll tell you one thing we saw that was very unusual. My father was put in a mental hospital, and they said he would never come out. And in the service, of course, we're praying. My mother is there. She's crying. And he called her out, and he said, the lady over there crying, take your handkerchief and put it on your husband. You think he's demon-possessed, but his mind is broken, and I will heal him. So my mother took that handkerchief to the hospital, pinned it on my father's pajamas, and the doctor said, he'll never come out, he'll never come out. And within 1 year, he came out, was saved, and water baptized.
One more person I want you to comment on, Dr. Kenneth Hagin. He was another mentor in your life.
Very strong. I would say probably had the greatest influence on my life of anyone. The first year we were married, and my marriage lasted 58 years. The first year, we went to a meeting with Kenneth Hagin in a small church here in Denver.
Excuse me. That's because your husband was promoted to heaven. I just don't want someone to think that it just that anything else but that. But go ahead.
We went to the meeting, small group of people, maybe 100, and Kenneth Hagin taught on the authority of God's word. And I'll never forget what I thought. And he didn't have books out or anything going for him at that time, you know, to advertise. But I thought, if God can work that way for him, the word can work like that, it can work that way for me. So really, I began with supernatural ministries and the power of the Holy Spirit and the wonderful, wonderful emphasis of the authority of God's Word. And I would say this to everyone listening. Don't feel shy about using the Word. Don't feel shy about speaking to the mountain and telling it to move. Jesus told us to. Why would he tell us to move mountains? Because there's something on the other side that's so good that he has for us. And I believe truly mountains have ears. And your mountain has ears. And speak to it and tell it to be gone in Jesus' name.
You know, what you're saying is so important. When most people pray, they're praying to God in heaven, a million miles away. So their focus is not to the mountain. Their focus is kind of an abstract thing a million miles away, and no wonder they get abstract answers.
Listen, I know that the more focused you are and saying what God says, the more, how can I say it, the more miracles you will receive in your life. So I'm going to share something that sounds kind of negative, but out of it, God really propelled my ministry. When I first started to be on radio, I had some invitations to speak, and I was scared. I'd never spoken from our pulpit, not because Wally didn't want me to. It just wasn't done. So I go to a church on the East Coast. I said to the pastor, "How long do you want me to speak?" He said, "As long as you are anointed. And when you're not, I want you to sit down. And if you don't, I'll tell you." Well, I'm frightened already, and so you can imagine those words. While I'm speaking, I felt led to pray for a man in a wheelchair. And he's sitting at the back. I can only see half of him, you know, but I knew he was in a wheelchair. And I said, "In the name of Jesus, get up and walk." Now, remember, I've never prayed for anyone in a wheelchair. And here I am in this church, not used to speaking at all. Well, he didn't get up. So I really shouted it, "In Jesus' name, get up and walk." He didn't move. The assistant pastor, one of them, was standing beside him. I said, "Dave, get him up." And he didn't. He shook his head. I said, "Dave, where's your faith? Get him up." He said, "Marilyn, he doesn't have any legs."
Oh, no.
Now, that was the beginning, because everybody laughed. You know, it was quite a thing.
Well, did you crawl under a rock and never want to come out?
No.
No.
God spoke to me, and he'll speak to you in these times. And he said, "Marilyn, if you will keep believing me, there will come a day in your life people will come out of wheelchairs." So I was so encouraged by God talking to me. And now today, you know, we have people all over the world coming out of wheelchairs because you say what God says. You say the word. You know that he can move a mountain. He can create new limbs. He has spare parts in heaven to put in. It is wonderful. So all of you...
Well, I'm getting an impression right now, Marilyn. I want you to agree with me. And I see, when you said spare parts, I see someone getting a brand new hip from heaven. I want you to pray some of that outrageous prayer right now for that brand new hip from the parts room in heaven for the person that needs it right now. Would you pray that?
Father, I just thank you in the name of Jesus. All things are possible to them that believe. I thank you that a creative miracle is occurring in that hip. You're bringing the bones in place. You're causing unusual tissues to come forth. And there's going to be health and life and vitality. And as their days are, so shall their strength be and their hip strong. And we give you the glory in Jesus' name.
Marilyn, when you were talking yesterday about the importance of memorizing scripture, and you said, even if it's one scripture per week, meditate on it. And when you meditate, you explained, you actually memorize the word. Anyone could memorize one scripture a week. And your instructions yesterday were to say it out loud, was it 10 times?
Yeah.
But what if we were to do that every day for a week right on the air? I came up with the scripture before we went on the air, but I would like you to pick one scripture to be the first scripture everyone listening to us right now is going to meditate on and state it.
All right, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to show me because I want, you know, there's so many. I believe John 8:12 says, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but the light of life. I believe, speaking that scripture, you will walk in light all day long. And I do this, and it's from Proverbs 6:22. It says, when you wake up, the word will talk to you. When you walk, the word will direct your steps. And when you sleep, the word will keep you. Three times a day, in the morning, I say that scripture, and pretty soon that scripture begins to read me. In the afternoon, I say it again. He's the light of my afternoon. And at night, before I go to sleep, why let your mind just go on anything? Because they say the last thing you see will go through your mind seven times while you sleep.
Wow, wait a second. Can you picture someone's watched a horror film on TV and then they go to sleep? How many times does that go through their mind?
Oh, my. And brings fear.
Yeah.
And this brings faith. This brings peace.
Okay.
Saying it.
I need you to repeat that scripture one more time. That was John 8:12.
John 8:12. I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
Okay, that's John 8:12. 10 times I want you to say this scripture after we finish this show. And what I like to do, Marilyn, personally, is I personalize the scripture. Personalize John 8:12 right now. How would you say it?
Father, I believe that Jesus is the light for my day. He will give light into my darkness, and light is greater than darkness. I believe today that I have life, your life, because of your light.
Whoops, we're out of time right now, but I must get her book, Your Pathway to Miracles, the two CDs, God's Authority. Trust me, this will zoom you to that next level, available for a gift of $35. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.